The Cleveland Clinic announced this afternoon that the first woman to receive a uterus transplant in the United States had to have the uterus removed due to sudden complications. Doctors at the clinic are still planning 9 more uterus transplants as part of a clinical trial. The ultimate goal is to allow a woman born without a uterus to get pregnant and carry her own baby. That prospect is giving hope to transgender women, too, who also dream of being able to get pregnant and have babies of their own. Leah Samuel is a reporter with STAT, the new health and medicine publication, and is part of our partnership with STAT on health and science issues. She's with us now. Hi, Leah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, and we don't know much more about what went wrong in this case. We'll get more details as the Cleveland Clinic tells them to us. But how much more complicated would it be to transplant a uterus into a transgender woman as opposed to a woman who was born female?
Well, it does involve quite a bit more when you're dealing with a transgender woman. In a traditional gender reassignment surgery, there's the creation of the vagina, which needs to be done. But in this case, when you're trying to also do a uterine transplant, you need to create a space for the uterus. And because men naturally have a narrower pelvic area than women do, that area needs to be widened in order to accommodate the uterus. So there's a good deal of surgery that has to happen to create the vagina, to reconstruct the pelvis, and to implant the uterus. And there's also a good deal of healing time after all of those surgeries.
And it sounds like that would be complicated even in a woman who was born a woman, and we're seeing that in Cleveland right now. But how would a transgender woman who received a transplanted uterus and got pregnant give birth? Is it only through C-section?
I believe so. Because the uterus is meant to be, at least for the time being for now, they're looking at it as a temporary transplant. My guess is that they would be doing these births by C-section. That's probably the least stressful for the uterus and for the body.
And the uterus eventually
through so much.
The uterus eventually has to be removed, the transplanted uterus, after the birth.
Yes.
Which seems like a lot to put your body through voluntarily, and yet you talked to at least one trans woman who says she hopes it becomes a reality. She would be absolutely willing to do it. Tell us more about what she said.
Well, the woman I talked to is Chastity Boeck, and she is a transgender woman in the Boston area. And she said that the transition period, all of the processes you have to go through for gender reassignment, it's complicated anyway. And so some additional complications wouldn't make that much of a difference to her. In fact, one of the things she said was that, you know, she wouldn't even mind the morning sickness because she gets a little bit of that with the hormones that she has to take just to do her gender reassignment. So, you know, she doesn't feel like it's any more difficult or complicated than what she's going through already.
Those are the physical hurdles you're talking about. But as you point out in your story, there are a lot of other hurdles that exist as well for transgender people to carry their own babies.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's certainly, not in addition to the surgery and at least a year's worth of healing time, there's also a lot of medicine that has to be given. I mean, there are obviously the hormones, not only for the gender reassignment, but also to support and maintain the uterus both before, during, and after the pregnancy. It has to be able, you know, the body has to be able to maintain it, and so there'll be hormones that are necessary for that. In addition, there are medications that have to be given to prevent the rejection of the organ by the body. I mean, as we've heard at the Cleveland Clinic, that did happen today, and that's one of the things that has to be looked at and thought about and watched out for. But, you know, when you're doing a surgery like this, I mean, rejection is one of the biggest risks, so that's definitely something that would take up a good deal of consideration when you are getting a uterine transplant.
And I imagine that this is not something that's cheap to do.
No, it's not. It's rather expensive. But I talked to another transgender woman who said that gender reassignment surgery used to be a lot more expensive than it is now, and that as competition, as surgeons become more skilled, and as it becomes more widely available, the price will indeed come down. And she's really confident about that.
But also, the uterus transplant can't be very cheap either.
No. I can't imagine what it would cost. I mean, right now it's in the experimental stage, so there's no way to tell. But yeah, I mean, in addition to, you know, the gender reassignment surgery, you're talking about a pelvic reconstruction, essentially. So I imagine that that's going to add a good deal to the cost.
How close are we to this being a reality for transgender women?
Well, it's a little ways off, I think. For one thing, right now we are in the experimental stage. I mean, it's in clinical trial. And, you know, as we've heard today, the first woman to get a uterine transplant in the U.S., her body has rejected the organ. And that's one of those things that you have to watch out for. And they have to sort of work out exactly what happened there and how to prevent it and that sort of thing. So there's a lot to go, not going into the thinking about this and the work to be done on this. So it's going to be a while before we can consider giving this or doing this for transgender women.
That's Leah Samuel of STAT, the new health and medicine publication. Our partners in covering health and science issues here on Here and Now. Leah, thanks so much.
Thank you.